It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp at the scene of a house fire that occurred overnight northwest of Effingham in Lake Edward Estates. It happened about 1:30 this morning. It is at the home of Dr. Tom Foner, and I can share that now because I had a chance to talk with Tom and his son Will here at the scene, and Tom was able to give me a bit of a play-by-play on what happened. His fire alarm awoke him at about 1:30 this morning, and it indicated that there was a fire and heat and smoke in the garage of the home. He went down and found a vehicle that he had recently purchased. It's a used vehicle, but was checked out and, again, recently acquired by Dr. Foner. And that's where there was a lot of fire occurring. Now, the fire marshal's here, and he'll establish exactly what the cause was and where the fire broke out. But that vehicle, it appeared to the firefighters on scene, was the cause of his fire this morning. The house appears to be a total loss. Thankfully, no one in the house was injured. I think Dr. Foner was alone in the house, and he was able to get out. He tried to get a couple of vehicles out and was successful in securing one car, I think, without any damage. But again, the house is just a total, and this again broke out at about 1:30. Here we are at 7:30. Firefighters are just now clearing the scene, and we have had a load of fire companies here. It's Shumway Scene. Also here, Watson, Altamont, Dietrich, Effingham, Shelbyville, St. Elmo, Edgewood, and Brownstown. Plus, the Kinmundy and the Stewardson Fire Departments were securing and covering the station in case there had been another fire. Rural Med EMS has been here, and now the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office is on hand. Again, the fire occurred about 1:30 this morning at the home of Dr. Thomas Foner, and that's in Lake Edward Estates, north and west of Effingham. And the house, apparently a total loss. At least that's what I would surmise. And several vehicles in the garages were also damaged or destroyed by this fire. Thankfully, again, nobody, as far as the family, was hurt. Now, we do understand that there was a firefighter here when they were coming downstairs when the conditions changed and they needed to get everybody out of the house, that a firefighter fell on a stairwell. He was taken to HSHS St. Anthony's and was taken there for evaluation mostly, and we understand that firefighter has since been released from the hospital. So that bit of good news. But this firefighter just now clearing the scene. I'm seeing fire companies heading out even as I'm sharing with you. So that item. Obviously, the rain that has occurred over the weekend has left its calling card. We had 5 inches of rain reported at the studios. 3 of that came in the storm Friday night and early Saturday, and then another couple of inches since then. And the farther south you go, the more rain the people got. And we had reports of some 7 or 8 inches in Clay County, and maybe even double digit as far as the rainfall in the Salem areas. And again, the farther south you go, the more rain they have had. We had several reports of flooded roadways. Effingham County Dive Rescue Team was out. We talked this morning, or Saturday morning, a story I hope you heard with Dive Team Commander Terry Trueblood. And there was a report of a vehicle flooded along the Mason-Eberly Road. There was another one up near Herrick. There was another one over even into Crawford County in that area. where the road even gave out. And so if somebody tried to go through that, they not only would have gone into the water, but it's hard to tell just exactly what might have happened from there. We did have one report that a lady tried to get out of her car and thankfully was successful in getting out of the water, although dive rescue crews recommend that if you go into water, stay in your vehicle until somebody can come and help you to safety. But this lady did go ahead and get out of her car and thankfully was unhurt. So that matter, and of course that's going to be some time in getting that all addressed. A reminder that the flood watch that had been in effect till I think 7 this morning has now been extended to 4 o'clock this afternoon. So even if there are sunny skies, as is the case now, it's still an awful lot of water out there. So please be aware of that. Also this morning, Fayette County authorities are investigating the death of a young child. The child was pronounced dead in the ER at Sarah Bush Lincoln Fayette County Hospital in Vandalia Friday evening. Fayette County Coroner Dave Harris said that an autopsy on the child will be performed today at Springfield Memorial Medical Center. Harris said that due to the sensitivity of this event, that's the way they phrased it, no further information is being released and an investigation is being conducted by his office and the Child Death Task Force. One more matter related to the rain. We got word from Lake Sarah Water Superintendent Mike Dirks that they've reopened Lake Sarah. Lake Sarah, again, is now open to boating traffic. They had it closed for a couple of days due to high water levels. But again, it has been reopened, so we pass that along as well. And just a side note, this is Restaurant Week in Effingham, the 5th annual, and activities will be going on all through the week. We have a story up. Now, that's the other thing I wanted to talk about regarding our website. We have been in the process of making it accessible to everybody who wanted to utilize it. That's not been the case on some phones and things like that. And we're close to having a resolution to that, but we're not quite there. So there could be some things that hopefully, if you go to our usual websites at 979xfm.com and kjcountry.com, and you can get to the sites, you should have access to everything. But there's some back things going on to make it a better situation for all of our viewers and readers. So we'll be sure to keep you in the loop about that. But we're close to having that resolved, and that's going to be good for you and for all of us. So let's go ahead and take a break right now for deaths and your forecast. We'll be back with that in 2 minutes.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Our inventory is always changing. We buy 15 to 20 pre-owned vehicles a week from Ford and Lincoln factory sales and trade for another 15 to 20 vehicles. This means there's always something different to look at. We stock all makes and models in every price range. So please stop and see our huge selection, whether you're shopping for a different vehicle or using our wonderful service department. All of us at Northside Ford thank you for your continued patronage.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/evergreennursingandrehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Are you ready for prom season? Weber Clothing in Totopolis has an extensive selection of prom tuxedos and accessories to keep you looking sharp and stylish. With a variety of colors and styles, you're sure to find the perfect fit for your big night. Their knowledgeable staff will help you choose the right accessories to complete your look. But don't wait, book early. Stop by Weber Clothing in Totopolis today and make your prom night unforgettable.
Look at deaths on this Monday. Rosemary Agnes or Rosie Bergbauer, 90, of Newton, died on Thursday. A funeral service for Rosie Bergbauer is planned this Saturday morning, the 12th, at 10:30. That'll be at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. Crane Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. John A. or Herbie Herbeth, 55, of Effingham, died on Thursday. Funeral services for John Herbie Herbeth will be this Friday morning at 11 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation will be at Johnson's from 5 to 7 Thursday evening. Rebecca Lee or Becky Janice, 94, of Effingham, died on Saturday. Funeral services for Becky Janice will be Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, and that'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be a visitation time from 9 to 11 on Tuesday morning. Kathy A. Hahn, 69, of Aldemont, died Sunday morning. Funeral arrangements for Kathy Hahn are pending at Gieskine Funeral Home in Aldemont. Donald L. or Don Reed, 72, of St. Elmo, died on the 4th. As per Don Reed's wishes, he will be cremated. A private family service will be held at a later date. Pagel Funeral Home, St. Elmo, is assisting. Mary Ludwig, 88, of Effingham, died on Friday. Funeral arrangements for Mary Ludwig are pending at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Funeral services for 91-year-old Bobby Lee Fiesel of St. Elmo will be Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at Gieskine Funeral Home in Brownstown. Call there from 5 to 7 tonight. That's for Bobby Lee Fiesel. And a memorial service for Ray Hosselton, 89, of Louisville, will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. There will be an hour's visitation from 10 to 11 this morning. That for Ray Hosselton. Brian has a look at our forecast. Again, a reminder that we're under a flood watch and a freeze warning. Nice combination, huh, Brian?
Oh, indeed, indeed, Greg. Yeah, for today, again, that flood warning remains in effect until 4 p.m. Freeze warning goes into effect at midnight tonight, runs until 9 a.m. on Tuesday with some sunny skies out there today, high near 55. Tonight, widespread frost, otherwise mostly clear, low of 27. Widespread frost early on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with a high near 47. Tuesday night, increasing clouds, a low down to 35. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance for some showers on Wednesday with a high near 58. Currently, we sit at 34 degrees. Oh, nope. Update, 36 degrees right now. That's after a morning low of 33. Yesterday's high was 47, but again, right now, 36 degrees here at Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3. That's been a check of news here on this Monday.